The last question is, what is hasitupada citta, consciousness producing mirth? That is the Buddha smile. I think it's helpful to, one is sometimes the Buddha, there's this accounts of the Buddha smiling when he sees some circumstance that kind of tickles his fancy. Usually it's, you know, that's usually explained around the event from some past life or something that's not really apparent from for others. Nothing's coming to mind at the moment from a story from the suttas where that happens. But I just have that recollection. But also, I think it's helpful to know that the Buddha did smile. He did. And it was both sometimes took delight in or sort of enjoying the circumstances in his life, or sometimes some of the ways that he gave kind of told stories or illustrated things. You want to see the other. Yeah, the Buddha had a pretty good sense of humor sometimes. I think of the when he's telling Ananda, before I was my enlightenment, my fully full awakening, I was did all this extreme asceticism, and sometimes I would live on just one little fruit a day. And he said, and the fruit in those days was, it wasn't bigger. It was just this little fruit still. One of my favorite images that the Buddha uses, he's admonishing the monks to be cautious around gains, honor, and fame. And this is something to be cautious of, be aware of, not to get involved in. It gives the image of a dung beetle, and then the dung beetle sort of gets this big pile of dung, and he sort of stands up on his big pile of dung and says, "I'm a dung beetle, and I've got a big pile of dung." And he's so proud of his big pile of dung. So it's just like monks who get infatuated with gain, honor, and fame. It's like this dung beetle.